Healthy skin is a reflection of overall wellness. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, where we get some great tips for healthy skin from our friends at The Whole Happy Life. Enjoy.
The first tip is to reduce stress. Stress has such an impact on skin, and I find that to be the case. When I'm stressed out, I have more breakouts, more redness, more irritation. So how exactly is it that stress causes breakouts? So when you're stressed, you're producing a lot more of this hormone known as cortisol, which is also called the stress hormone. And we produce normal amounts of it, but when we're stressed, we produce a lot more of it. And cortisol can cause inflammation, and it can also increase the amount of oil your oil glands are producing, and that can lead to breakouts. If you're interested in learning more about how stress causes breakouts, how stress causes a pimple, there is a really good TED video, which I will link in the description. Other than breakouts, stress can also make a lot of skin conditions worse. Things like eczema, rosacea, psoriasis. So it is a good idea to reduce your stress. So what can you do? Now, you can't eliminate stress completely. That would mean you need to stop living. Stress is a normal part of life. It's going to be there. But we can change the way we react to stress and how we manage our stress on a day-to-day basis. So personally, for me, the biggest game changer is meditation. If you watch my previous videos, you know, because I'll talk about meditation again and again and again. So I'm not going to talk more about meditation in this video. If you want to learn more about what I have to say on it, I do have a video on healthy habits, and I do talk about meditation there. So meditation is one thing, and I do recognize it's not for everybody. So what else can you do to help manage your stress? I would suggest self-care. I think activities that you enjoy doing, things that make you feel like you're caring for yourself, they do make a big difference. Personally, I like going for a walk, reading a book, taking a warm bath, cuddling with my cats. All of these things do reduce my stress. Number two is exercise more often. Now, exercise is not something all of us love. I don't love exercise either, but you know what? There are so many benefits, and there are also skin benefits too. So remember how I talked about cortisol and how it impacts your skin in tip one? So exercise can help reduce your cortisol, and by reducing your cortisol, it can help you reduce the chances of breakouts and reduce any skin issues related to stress. Not only that, when you're exercising, you're boosting your blood circulation, your blood flow, and that can help your skin cells to get more oxygen and more nutrients. So exercise definitely does make a big difference when it comes to healthy skin. Now, we don't all love exercise, so what can you do to make it more of a habit? I would suggest starting really small. Don't feel like you have to exercise every single day. That's not something that fits into your lifestyle. Try to do small steps, make it a habit, and then you can start to increase it. Number three is to protect your skin from the sun. This one is a really big one, and this, I have to be honest, is not something that I took seriously until I did my research for this video. I always thought that because I don't go out in the sun that much, because I am not pale, I don't have to worry so much about sunscreen unless it's a really hot day and I'm spending the entire day outside. That's not true. Sun damage can happen on a cloudy day. Sun damage can happen when you're sitting indoors next to a window. Sun damage can happen even if you have dark skin. No one is immune from sun damage. And I really regret the fact that I didn't wear sunscreen that often before, and I'm going to do it now after doing this video. So anyway, that's just a side note. So how does the sun damage your skin? Well, the sun can cause premature aging and also skin cancer. So it is important to protect yourself from the sun on a daily basis. Now, I can talk about protecting yourself for days, but you know what? Until you see how bad sun damage is, you're probably not going to get it. So I'm going to show you an image. This image is from the New England Journal of Medicine, and I'm going to link the study that this image came from. And it's a man who did not wear sunscreen, and for 28 years he was a truck driver, and one side of his face has severe, severe sun damage. And the other side, which was not next to the window of the truck, doesn't have the same amount of damage. So it kind of shows you that the sun can have an impact, but it takes years for you to actually see it. So if you're young, I thought I was young, you may not see that skin damage. So I haven't really seen too much skin damage, but you know what? It's there. I do have minor spots on my skin, and I'm pretty sure it's from the sun. So I'm going to protect myself going forward. 35, it's not too late. It's never too late to protect yourself. So what can you do to protect yourself from the sun? Wear sunscreen every single day whenever you're exposed to the sun, even if you're indoors next to a window. Even if it's cloudy, it is important to wear sunscreen. And I wanted to point out, this is something I found during my research, that makeup or, you know, tinted moisturizers that have some SPF, probably not enough sun protection, because in order for you to protect yourself from the sun, you need to have a certain amount of sunscreen. And typically no one's wearing that much foundation and that much tinted moisturizer. It's just not enough. So it is a good idea to actually wear a sunscreen. The other thing I would suggest is to avoid and limit sun exposure when the sun is the strongest. So there is something called the UV index. And when the UV index is high, that means the sun's rays are more likely to cause skin damage. So it's usually between the hours of 11 and 3 that the sun is the worst in terms of skin damage. So I do try to stay out of the sun, even if I'm wearing sunscreen during those hours. So I try to go for my morning walks really early when the UV index is low, or you know, you can go really late when the sun's a little bit down. So it really is about protecting yourself on a regular basis so you don't end up with skin damage when you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s. So it is important to start early.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.